You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 11, verse 45 to 48, and then verse 53. Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the things Jesus did believed in him. But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things Jesus did. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, "What shall we do? For this man works many signs. If we let him alone like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and nation." Verse 53. Then from that day on, they plotted to put him to death. Now, Jesus had just raised Lazarus from the dead. And you would think that, wow, what an outstanding miracle. Everybody should believe in him. There's nothing more to do to convince anybody. Yes, some people believed in him, but many still did not believe in Jesus Christ. So I want to say first, and I want you to be very clear that miracle will not necessarily bring people to the knowledge of Christ. Sometimes we think that if we can just do miracles, no matter how outstanding the miracle is, those who will not believe are not going to believe. Despite everything that Jesus Christ did, you would think that they will all believe in him. No, but some people were plotting to kill him. In fact, they gathered a council and they said of themselves that this man is doing many signs. He said, this man works many signs. They could see the sign of God. They could see deliverance. Dead people being raised to life. Sick people being genuinely healed. Not fake miracles. People being taught the word of God like nobody had ever taught. And people's mind being liberated. You would think that they were going to clap and say, praise the Lord. Now, these were people who were like the pastors of their own time. These were the people who had access to the scriptures. The ordinary person doesn't even have access to the scripture. These people had access to the scripture of their own time. Yet, they were the people that they were not concerned about people knowing Jesus. Their concern was their positions. Look at what they said. If we let him alone like this, everyone will believe him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and nation. They will take away our place. They were concerned about their place. Their concern was about what they are getting, the position they occupy. It's not about the people. It's not about people being liberated. It's about their own place. It's about what they can get. It's about what they are getting in the positions that they occupy. It does not matter to them what Jesus is doing. It does not matter to them whatever Jesus wants to do. What matters to them is their own position, and they are ready to kill to maintain that position. They plotted to kill Jesus, and they actually killed. Don't think it is in any way different today. There are so-called ministers of God that will send assassins to kill people. Some will use their money to jail you. They will use their money, they will use their influence to jail you, because what you are saying is affecting their position. It's affecting the place they occupy. Their concern is not about the body of Christ. Their concern is not about the mind of Jesus. Their concern is about their position. It's about their connection. It's about whatever they are getting in that position. So, brethren, it takes the Holy Spirit to bring a man to conviction, to turn a man and make him to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Please understand it, that no matter what Jesus did, some people still plotted to kill him. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.